Well, now it's time for the second of this evening's concerts, featuring the music of John Cage. And once again, the concert is presented by John Tusa.
And welcome to St Giles Cripplegate in the City of London for the second concert in the BBC Symphony Orchestra's weekend, devoted to the work and influence of John Cage, John Cage Uncaged. This concert is devoted to the piano, not the prepared piano for which Cage later became notorious, but the piano pure and simple, though the pieces hardly fall into that category. They're by Cage's teacher, Arnold Schoenberg, one of his pupils, Christian Wolff, and to start with, his colleague, Morton Feldman. He was born in New York in 1926, making him 14 years younger than Cage. Cage ran into Feldman in 1949 as both of them were leaving a concert by the New York Philharmonic after a performance of Webern's Concerto Opus 24. Neither man could contemplate listening to Rachmaninoff after that, and on the strength of that, they became close friends and colleagues. Cage plugged Feldman into the wider New York group of visual artists, writers, and filmmakers with whom he was working, including people like Mark Rothko, Jackson Pollock, and Robert Rauschenberg. What emerged as a result in Feldman's music was a rejection of past solutions to musical problems and an instinct for abstract gestures in so-called flat planes of time. In his formative piano music of the 1950s, Feldman wrote without bar lines, but by the time he came to this next work, called simply Piano, in 1977, he was back to bars and time signatures. It's not plain sailing, however. The player has to handle up to three systems of piano music on top of one another. Each system has its own rhythms, requiring the pianist to work out how best to keep all the strands in the air at once. And Feldman uses two distinct sorts of material, exposed single notes and widely spaced chords. And it's up to the pianist to resolve those problems. Tonight, the task falls to Nicholas Hodges. And here is Nicholas Hodges to play Morton Feldman's Piano.